More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. 4 years ago, a controversy erupted over a plan by the Sawtooth National Forest to build a trail between Stanley and Redfish Lake. The Forest Service said it had bought an easement on private land to build the trail, while the owner of the Sawtooth Valley Ranch said the agency didn't have the right to build such an elaborate construction, and the trail plan doesn't meet environmental regulations. Well, back in 2019, we talked to David Boren, who owns the ranch, with his wife about his concerns. And we talked with the Idaho Conservation League, which filed a friend of the court brief in favor of the trail. Now, while the lawsuit continued, the Forest Service has been building that trail, and it's supposed to open soon, possibly later this month. Our own Boise State Public Radio News reporter, Rachel Cohen, has been following this story, and she's here to give us an update. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so take us all the way back to 2005, because isn't that when the Forest Service bought the easement?
Yes, that's when the Forest Service purchased the conservation easement for $1.8 million for a public trail to go across the Piva Ranch, which was a private ranch. And so the Forest Service paid that amount to the owners.
So what did the easement say? I mean, what kind of trail did the Sawtooth National Forest have in mind?
The easement allowed the government to grant public access within a 30-foot wide right-of-way through the property. And specifically, it said that public access was only allowed on a strip of land to be utilized as a trail. And then it actually laid out the ways that people would be able to use the trail. It said snowmobiling was allowed and snow grooming equipment, and then biking, horseback riding, and foot travel in the summer.
Okay, so can we pause for a second and actually look at this trail? Because why did the Forest Service want to build a trail in that exact location?
Yeah, so zooming out a bit, this property is within the Sawtooth National Recreation Area. It's not a national park, so there is private land there, like this ranch. And the SNRA is a destination for tourism and recreation. You know, more than 500,000 people visited in 2020. And this trail would connect, or it does connect, two hubs for recreation: the city of Stanley, which is where many people stay or eat meals, and Redfish Lake, which is the most popular spot for people to swim, hike, camp, and more. And the goal was to provide another way to get between those two places without getting in a car and driving on the busy highway. And so it would be another way for people to enjoy the area and appreciate the scenery of the Sawtooth Mountains.
And you talked with the mayor of Stanley, and he wants this trail, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Stanley Mayor Steve Bataille thinks the trail will boost overall recreation opportunities in the area, and that will be good for the city, and that it would also help get rid of some congestion that's become more and more common as Redfish Lake gets busier. So maybe not everyone has to park there. And he says it could also, you know, help businesses in Stanley that want to attract people to town, and those who serve tourists, like, you know, guiding companies, maybe bike rentals, that sort of thing. And then he also mentioned that because the trail has this sort of gravel that's packed down, it will be accessible for people in wheelchairs too. And so, you know, providing another way for many people to experience the area.
So let's fast forward to 2019. The Sawtooth Valley Ranch had changed hands. The new owners filed a lawsuit. Why did they object to the trail?
So the new owners of the ranch are David Boren and Lynn Arnone. They bought the property from the Pivas in 2016. And they claim that, you know, they knew that this easement was there and that it allowed for public access to a trail on the property, but they thought it would kind of remain the way it was when they bought it. They claim there was a trail-like thing there already, and they thought it would just stay that way, and that the Forest Service wasn't planning on coming in with gravel and other equipment to make the trail more obvious and more permanent. And there were several other arguments made in the lawsuit around environmental and permitting regulations. They were basically making the argument that the Forest Service didn't do its research or follow the necessary processes according to some federal laws, like the Clean Water Act.
Okay, so then 3 years later, a judge made a ruling in the case. What happened?
In February of 2022, the judge basically denied all the claims, ruling in favor of the Forest Service in all. And so, you know, a big chunk of those were the environmental and, you know, related permitting rules. And so all those claims were denied. And then separately, a couple of claims regarding the easement were also denied.
So the ranch owners appealed the ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. What did that appeal say?
The appeal is focused on the separate, you know, the specific part of the case that is kind of regarding the easement, so the conservation easement that was purchased on the mm-hmm. property. There's this federal law called the Quiet Title Act that allows people to sue the government over property disputes, you know, so the conservation easement falls under that. And the Forest Service and Boren and Arnone basically disagree on what the easement means, what it allows the Forest Service to do. And the district court denied the claims about the easement largely not on their substance, but because it said Boren and Arnone had filed their claims too late, past the 12-year time limit in that Quiet Title Act. And the appeal they're making is essentially that they didn't file them too late because they didn't know of the Forest Service's plans, specific plans, until more recently.
Okay, I've only got about 2 minutes left with you, Rachel. So now that we're caught up on this, what does the trail actually look like, and when is it set to open?
The trail is, you know, it's pretty a basic gravel trail. I think it's, you know, maybe 6 feet wide. It's either 4 or 6. I'm forgetting the exact number. And I think it's technically raised a little bit, but, you know, you can't really tell. And I've only been to the very beginning of the entrance near the park in Stanley. And there's a little bit more work to do on the trail this month, but the latest estimate is that it could officially open later this month or early July.
So it's getting to be that time that it will open, as you said. So with a little bit less than a minute left, what about the lawsuit? Does it have a hearing date in the Ninth Circuit Court yet?
No, not yet. Both parties have filed their, you know, initial briefs in the case, but no hearings have been set as of right now.
Okay. Well, Rachel, really appreciate your reporting on this and getting us up to date. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with our own Boise State Public Radio News reporter, Rachel Cowan, about the Stanley to Redfish Lake Trail controversy. Now, we are going to put up Rachel's story, as well as both of our 2019 interviews with the Idaho Conservation League and David Boren, on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.